Welcome back to Kliyakar and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakel, we see the Mishkan being put into brought to reality. This the potential becomes actualized, and the Kliyakar comments on the personalities who are supposed to be leading it. The people who are going to be appointed are Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur of Mate Yehuda from the tribe of Yehuda, and then Ahaliyav ben Achisamach from the tribe of Dan. And in his comments, Kliyakar's comments on Lamed Hey Lamed Dalid. So first he just speaks about what the name Ahaliyav ben Achisamach might mean. Ahaliyav, you see the word Ohel, you see the word Av there. That's the tent father that he contributed to building the Ohel for Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven. And he says Achisamach. Achisamach comes from the words my brother or brotherhood, and Samach, like smicha, like coming close. So there's a smicha sa'achim, a joining of brothers or a joining of parties that the Mishkan's come to be, because Hashem and Klal Yisrael are able to unite in the place of the Mishkan. So he says, Ahaliyav Achisamach symbolizes his mission of building this tent for his father to be able to join parties together. But then he speaks about a different point. And he speaks in particular about the tribes that that Bitzalel and Ahaliyav come from, Yehuda and Dan. Now, it's worth noting that Chazal also note this discrepancy almost, that Yehuda is known to be a very prominent, chashiv, distinguished tribe. The kings come from Yehuda. David HaMelech, Mashiach, they come from Yehuda, on the one hand. And on the other hand, Dan, not so much. Dan is one of the sons of the maidservants of Yaakov. He's from Bilha, called Maasev Kol HaMachanos, the end of the camps. And of course, unfortunately, they have a little bit of a troubled history. It's future at this point in the Torah, but it's history for us reflecting, as anyone who's learning Nachayomi will see in Shoftim soon. Dan doesn't have such a good story to it. A little bit more involvement in idolatry than some of the other tribes. And Chazal highlight this point that we see that no matter what, if you come from the most prominent tribes or one of the less prominent tribes, you can contribute and build in Klal Yisrael, contribute to this Mishkan, and you're all involved in the Mishkan. And that's beautiful. But that's not what the Kliyakar speaks about. Kliyakar notes a different point. First of all, he says, it makes a lot of sense that these two tribes would be the two featured over here, because the Beis HaMikdash is called the Binyan Ariel. And he speaks about this in other places. It's the Ariel means Lion of God. Binyan Ariel, the building of the Lion of God. What is the Lion of God? Chazal say that the Beis HaMikdash is kind of almost looked like a lion, wider in the front, more narrow in the back. Kliyakar, in a different comment this week's Parsha, speaks about the significance of that, demonstrates that Hashem does not need, Hashem doesn't, despite being bigger than anything you could possibly imagine, he does not need space to contain him. He can fit in the most narrow of spaces. But the Kliyakar notes that if you look in the brachos of Yaakov, the Birchas Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, and the brachos of Moshe, the Birchas Moshe in Parshas Vosabracha, there are two tribes that are called at different points Agur Aryeh, lion cub. Which two tribes are associated with lions? None other than Yehuda and Dan. So it's fitting that those would be the two tribes to lead the process of building the Binyan Ariel, the lion-like structure. But he goes further, that there's another message in this being the project of someone from Yehuda and someone from Dan. He says that, as Chazal speak about, the Mishkan is a microcosm of the world. And we know from Chazal, quoted in by Rashi and Parshas Bereishis, that Hashem created the world. Originally, his intention, so to speak, was to create the world from din, from strict justice. And Hashem saw couldn't handle that, so he got his Shem Rachamim, the name of mercy, involved, and he had to use mercy. The name Yudke Vavke was involved because there had to be mercy. The world couldn't survive otherwise. So as the Kliyakar, that the Mishkan was made the same way, it had to be made with a balance between Rachamim and Din, mercy and strict justice. And that's demonstrated by these two tribes that have the leadership roles that we have. On the one hand, Yehuda. Now, Yehuda is related to Hashem's name Yud-Heh-Vav-Keh, because the name Yehuda is Yud-Heh-Vav-Dalet-Heh. It's exactly the letters Yud-Heh-Vav-Keh, just with the letter Dalet inserted. On the other hand, we have Dun, which is an expression of justice, of din. It's related to judgment. So we have Yehuda with the name of mercy of Hashem in it, and Dun representing its strict justice. So we see that these two tribes don't just represent two different extremes and everyone should be involved. And it doesn't just represent, you know, that you have these lion-like tribes building the lion-like structure, but also they demonstrate the necessity of there being both justice and mercy. And while that was something that was manifest in the creation of the world, we see it in the creation of the Mishkan as well.